Chapter 4 In the Water. People in the boats waved and shouted. Some burned letters and papers so the Carpathia could see them. The people in the lifeboats listened to all those cries for help. Imagine the terrible discussions. You sit in the lifeboat. The cold is terrible. But you know that it is much, much worse for the people in the black water. You can hear their screams in the dark. "They can't stay alive in the freezing water," says a man in the boat. "It's too cold." "Our friends and relatives are dying," shouts a woman holding a small child. "My husband stayed on the ship. We have to go back and help." The crewman shakes his head. "We can't. If we go back, too many people will try to get into the boat. Then we'll all die." "We have to save ourselves now," agrees a man at the back of the boat. He is crying as he speaks. You listen in silence. The screams are becoming quieter as the people in the water become weaker and weaker. Soon it will be too late. What do you think? What was the right thing to do? In fact, only one of the lifeboats did go back. Fifth Officer Harold Lowe ordered a search for survivors, but it was too late. When they arrived, most people were dead. Only 12 people were pulled from the water. One of the people in the water that night was young Jack Thayer.